Thank the council for that tremendous download. Boy, the energetics today have certainly been off the chart. So before we go, just go right into the next segment. Everybody, take a couple of breaths. Move around a little bit in your seat. Have a drink of water or whatever you may have. Because these energetics today are massive. So we'll take another minute and just kind of, I came across this quote the other day, and I think this may be an appropriate place for it. We are waves of light and sound that have been slowed down. A walking bundle of frequencies tuned to the cosmos. We are souls dressed in sacred garments of biochemistry, and our bodies are the instruments with which our souls play their music. I thought that was lovely, quite appropriate, and that was from Albert Einstein. So if you're ready, and then we'll move into this next segment. So let's delve into the higher mind that we have been referring to as the eighth chakra. Now we have worked with and done numerous processes throughout the years that include the eighth chakra. All of those elements remain in play and remained as part of the complex building blocks that have formed the pathway to where we find ourselves today. We've learned previously that the eighth chakra holds an aspect of the universal mind which relates to our spiritual experiences in a body. We are now being given the opportunity to broaden our understanding of the higher mind from our current state of consciousness and now through the perspective of our soul. So when preparing for this segment and in considering how the human mind differs from our higher mind, I was led to the question of where does our mental body fit into this discussion? And of course, we have worked with the mental and the emotional bodies for years and years. But until I was led to that question, I had not made the conscious connection that the human mind and the mental body function as one. I just have no recall of us defining it in that way in the past. And I wonder if I was the only one that might have missed that memo. But I now understand that our thoughts are held and processed through our mental body. And here's the kicker: not all of those thoughts are even ours. Thoughts from the mass consciousness of humanity are also processed through and can be held in the mental body. The same is true with the beliefs of parents, teachers, friends, so-called authority figures. Our own negative self-talk can be held in the mental body. And this is why all the work we've done, clearing the mental as well as the emotional bodies, has been so vitally important. So I'll leave you to ponder this for yourselves. And when we have a community call, we can discuss this further, as I would love to hear your thoughts and perspectives on this. So the eighth chakra, our higher mind, is part of the matrix of our soul. It always has been. They were only segmented separately so we could understand them from our then state of consciousness. That past state of understanding was from a body-mind perspective versus from the soul-spirit state of being that we are now transitioning into. Now, this is very important. I do want to state that one more time. In the past, our state of understanding has been from a body-mind perspective. Now, we are transitioning into the soul-spirit state of understanding. This is one of those key elements that you will want to remember going forward. So take a breath. Check your frequency. So now let's add the next step. So be aware of your unified field radiating with the full expression of your soul. With your conscious intent, merge your higher mind chakra with your soul. With this conscious merging, you will never again experience any separation of your higher mind and your soul. From this point on, we will be referring to the higher mind as our soul mind. Take another breath as you receive all that is occurring in this moment. Now, with the sacred authority that you possess as your soul, direct your soul mind to allow you full access to the wisdom held here that is equal to and coherent with the current frequency level of your state of consciousness as the magnificent soul that you are. Continue taking deep breaths. There are significant changes taking place throughout the entire unified field and in the massive matrix of your soul. In this moment, you are receiving additional levels of light codes that will assist you in continually knowing yourself more fully as your soul. In upcoming sessions, we will continue building your knowing and understanding step by step. And with each level that is added, your light frequency will automatically be upgraded. And this will support your ability to recognize spiritual thought at many multi-dimensional levels. With your soul mind now consciously in your awareness, there are changes that will begin occurring. One of the immediate changes will be that the wisdom of your soul mind will begin informing your body mind in ways that we could not experience previously. This is because elevated communication channels are now open. And with this opening, a cascading effect is set in motion. So as your soul mind communicates with your body mind, this will allow changes to occur in your mental body. Your brain function and its neurology will be altered. These systems will then be communicated to all the systems of the body, which ultimately will allow the entire body system to upgrade its frequencies even more. Take a breath. Another significant benefit that you will begin experiencing will be in your certainty. From the wisdom of your soul, there will be a refinement and a clarity in that certainty. This refined certainty will provide you with ever deepening levels of knowing yourselves as this luminous soul. Your soul wisdom will also provide profound insights into the magnificence of the gift of your prime directive as it was intended by the Creator. So the seemingly simple process is anything but. It is very comprehensive and involves many complex layers of energetics. And take a breath.